My dear friends, this is going to be a different tape altogether. On this tape, I'm going to tell one of the great happenings that's going to happen before Jesus comes. It is stated in Joel, in the last days, that God is going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And when it says all flesh, that means all the animals. And every type of a flesh is going to feel the great power of God, the invasion of heaven to this earth. In this last wonderful, wonderful vision I had since I've made the last tape, is the most miraculous truth that's going to happen from heaven. This last great move of God upon the earth is going to be directly from heaven. And when it happens, which is not going to be too far away, the Spirit of God is going to move upon this earth on all flesh, all nationalities, all peoples of the whole earth. God is moving, and this is about to happen, the great happening of God upon this earth. In Romans, the first chapter, you read where God is going to use a people from different nations. Especially, He's going to use a nation out of the Orient. They're setting themselves in place for the great move of God upon this earth. It's going to be so gigantic and so powerful that nothing will be able to stand up before God in this last great move of God from heaven. It's going to shake all nations, and all people are going to be shook by the mighty hand and the power of God. It's going to be such a shaking, such a move, such a power, that nations, governments, and peoples are going to feel a great invasion of the Spirit of God of heaven. It's going to be like an invasion, like a real move of God and a real power of God on the whole earth. God is about to intervene on this earth. He's about to say, "It's enough, devil. You've had your way. Now I'm taking over." Here's the way God's going to take over. In the pouring out of the Spirit upon all flesh, it's going to be so tremendous that everyone will feel something going on. It'll not be like just something like a little revival starting down the street or some minister having a ministry of impact upon the world. But this is going to be God Himself take charge. He's had enough. God is cleaning His church and cleaning it out and giving us a real pure move of God upon the earth. Nobody's going to be able to stand against the power of God. No sin's going to be able to stand against Him. None. Not whatsoever. No matter whatever kind it is. It's going to be such a pouring of the Spirit of God that all nationalities and all people are going to feel this great power of God coming upon this earth. When it does happen, which is not very far away, it's going to happen in this fashion. Things will start to shake, and houses will shake. There'll be tremblings. People will stand in the street and tremble and wonder what is going on. It'll be God shaking the earth and shaking you. It'll shake people, it'll shake governments, it'll shake presidents. It will shake kings and queens if anybody left on this earth. It will shake any kings or queens left. If anyone left, they're going to shake. It's going to shake the communist nation. It's going to be so shook that the communist leaders will wonder what's happening. And it'll shake and shake and shake and break up the iron rod of the devil. And when it happens, it will happen in a very, very, very early hours of the morning or sometime when people least expect it. Because suddenly, it's going to happen in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye. God is going to move on this earth with great power. When He does, people are going to say, "What's this? What's happening? What's causing the chandelier to shake? What's causing all this?" It's not going to be an earthquake. It's going to be the great power of God causing this earth to shake under His anointing power of the Spirit. Pouring His Spirit upon all flesh. That person tending bar in the saloon serving whiskey, the bottles are going to come falling down off the top, and he's going to look around what's happening. You'll think it's an earthquake. No, it's God intervening. He's going to intervene in all walks of life. You see, the last plague is taking place, and that's the AIDS that's taking place upon this earth. And the old devil's making his last stand. God has took his hand off, and the devil takes in and starts his business with a tremendous move of AIDS. But when God intervenes, the devil's going to pull back, and he's going to stand aside and watch God work. God's going to do it through Jesus Christ, His Son. He's going to do it through the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's so going to happen in such a tremendous measure that people know. Televisions are going to shake. Radio stations are going to shake. And they wonder what's happening. The thing is going to rock and roll under the power of God. And they wonder what's going to be such a shaking of this earth. It's going to be a great combustion and a shaking of a great explosion, like an explosion. When God's Spirit moves upon this earth, the whole earth is going to explode under His mighty power, the pouring of the Spirit on all flesh. So therefore, when it happens, Jesus said in the end of the Gospel of John, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But now God's already setting His people in place. People are moving, even from out of the Orient, to different parts of the world. Whoever thought that the land of Korea would be in a great missionary program to the whole world? That into Africa. They're moving in Africa. The Koreans are moving everywhere. The power and the Spirit of God. Because they're that type of people. They're people of action. And they're moving into these places. Worldwide missions by and through the great country, through the little country of Korea. It's happening. And there they're going. And I tell you, where they go, they make the people smile. The power of God goes with them. Such a mighty power. Ever thought the Orient would do that and bring Christ to the world? Not only that, the other nations are going to fall in line of the great move of God that's coming out of this earth. The great move of God working on people. You know, you want to say that like a great riot. You know what a riot is when they had all this trouble back there in the 60s. When they had the time of Martin Luther King, when there's all kinds of fires being burnt and all that. This is going to be different than that. It's not going to be like the present riots going on in Korea, nothing like that. This is God going to come forth with His people to shake the world, to say, this is God doing it. And they're going to have such power and such tremendous, tremendous power that when they go through these different villages and different places, they're going to declare God's come on the scene. When it does, people are going to fall down on their knees and cry out, oh God, what must I do to be saved? Going to shake all of Africa, going to shake all of South America, going to shake all, clear up into Alaska and all the different parts. The whole earth is going to tremble under the presence of God as a divine intervention upon this earth. Now what's going to happen here is exactly what is going to happen. They're going to declare the glory of God. When they declare the glory of God, they're going to go around the whole world and say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is King. They're going to declare God everywhere. God's going to take charge of the world. They're going to declare this is God. They're going to say this is God moving from the heavens. But the most wonderful part is it's going to be directed directly from heaven. And in this direction, when God pours out His Spirit, He's going to say, pour the heat on this part of the world. And I mean His Spirit will go into that part of the world. God's going to direct the movement of the Spirit upon this earth. And it'll be just like you would use a laser beam. This type, where you can direct it towards something that happened, and I mean the laser beam moves things. It'll cut steel, it'll go into your eyes and fix your eyes. That's the laser beam. But God's power is going to be so much greater than anything man has ever made, greater than the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and then He's going to have that Spirit directed to this earth, and then He's going to open up that Spirit, maybe in some little town in Idaho, who knows? But He'll direct it to some little town in Africa, pour it down on the south side. He'll switch His power up to the northern parts, up to Stockholm, Sweden. When He does, I mean the whole earth is going to feel the shaking of the Almighty God. And in the Scripture where it says He's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, that means A-double-L, all flesh. The dog's going to feel it. The cow's going to feel it. The sheep's going to feel it. And when the sweeping power of God goes through the earth, there'll be a herd of cows milking a big dairy. And all at once, the cows will start dancing and start, and the power of God will hit through there. When it goes through like waves, it'll go through the earth like waves. And the cows will start to praise God. And then people will think, what in the world's happened? That cow's starting to praise God. He's pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. The dogs are going to look toward heaven. And the sheep and all that. But God's going to have a creation of heaven, new heaven with a new creation. New all new animals. And we will be different because we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We will be the reborn. We will be the born again. We will be those that are transformed from this earthly body to a heavenly body, because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And then, let's say, all the way over in Australia, they'll feel it. And then all the way up to the northern end of Sweden, this power of God will go directly upon this earth and cause such an influx of power that people start falling on their face. It will be nothing to see 10,000 fall on their face and say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. This is going to happen. It's going to be the most greatest thing that ever happened to this earth when God's shaking come. People's going to start saying, this must be God. The lion is going to lay down with the lamb with the power of God. And the animals are going to be obedient to God because he's going to cause everything that's alive on this earth, to move towards God and think this must be the divine intervention of the living God of the heavens. That's the way it's going to come. He's going to come that way. When God put this earth into the shape it's in and changed it there, he changed it for purpose. He changed it for man to live in it peaceable, not to be war in it. He did that. Then when he found the terrible conditions of the earth, found out what was going on, when he looked down this earth and saw all the wickedness and everything in this earth, Sodom and Gomorrah and all these things, but yet he loved what he'd done. God loved that he'd fixed this earth. He loved the world, for God so loved the world. And he fixed a way for a son to be born, to come here, to be born in Bethlehem, to take charge and to declare his ministry in a very short time of 3.5 years upon this earth. That's what God sent his son to do that. Then people begin to say, I'll give my heart to Jesus. So Jesus obtained followers. And then there was those through his ministry upon this earth. He sent out the disciples 2 by 2 and to go in whatever city to come. But after that he'd gone and gone to heaven, then Peter and John went up to the temple and went up to pray, and here the man was healed. And then the power began to come. Then there was the day of Pentecost when they all went to that upper room. The power of God come down from heaven, sat in cloven tongues, all of them. That was the start of the great move of God. And then that spread to the different parts of the world until we find out that God began to intervene in his way through Jesus Christ through the whole earth. Then Jesus became the one that went to Calvary to shed his blood and gave his life there that he might give life to this earth. Now Jesus is in heaven. He's right there in heaven. He's going to come with this great explosion. And he's going to leave his heavenly home and come down. Also, when this great move comes, it's going to cause people to realize. And they're going to look up to see the redemption is coming from heaven. They're going to look up that the redemption is now nigh. It's the end of time. God is moving with his great spirit upon this earth. And just think what will happen. Now, let's take Russia. In that communist nation of Russia, let's look at Moscow and also in Germany. Let's look at Germany. Let's look at Russia. Let's look at all these countries over. Let's look at the great country of Russia with all the, when that begins to move, those communists will be in their place doing business, declaring the communism, and all at once it begins to shake. The seats will shake under him. They say, what the world is this? And you know what? They'll look up and say, truly there's a God. Truly we've been mistaken. Truly there's a God. They're going to start falling on their knees and call out and say, what must I do to be saved? God's going to shake this earth in China. It's already being shaken in China. In North China, they're coming to God by the hundreds. It's moving by the power and the Spirit of the living God. Friends, I want to say, do you realize that this is going to happen? Do you realize what's going to happen? Do you realize it's not very long away, and there'll be all the building? Now, Jesus said, looked in Jerusalem, and they begin to look, and said, what is this? What is this? Jesus looked and said, not one stone will be left standing on one another. Not one stone left will be standing. He said, you see it, this building now, and that's exactly what's going to happen in the great explosion. Earthquake's not going to do it. When the buildings start falling down, what man has done start falling down. They say, what's happened? All here, it'll say, talk about the atomic bomb making things flat. And when God intervenes with his power, whole town is going to go flat right now. And people run. But you know what they're going to say? Look up and say, God. They're going to hear the voice of God. God's going to say, got to give your heart to Jesus. Jesus will be still at that time, will be able to be found. It'll not be too late during that shaking for people to call upon Jesus. Then they're going to start calling on Jesus, and there's going to be millions saved. Millions are going to come to Jesus during this great millions. The whole world is going to come, and the whole world is going to feel the shaking. And millions out of this world is going to call upon God of all nations and kneel on their knees and say, truly, it is a God. And there'll be nothing for the different nationalities to be kneeling down side by side, right side by side, and all with their hands upon the air, calling on God. Because this is going to be a God's revival, not a man's revival. This is being a God's revival. God himself is going to run the revival. He's going to run it out of heaven. And when he's just going to put on the pressure. Now, there's a river of life in heaven. I saw that river of life. Tremendous river running from out of the throne of God. That is the Spirit of God. I told you about the rainbow and about the prayers going up before God and around God's throne. But God controls his own Spirit. And there are those tremendous floodgates there at the very edge of heaven, ready to be opened up. And then it happens now. People feel God. Since 1906 and before, when out in the old mule barn in Los Angeles, California, different places, when people dared to pray, when people dared to realize there was a power coming from above, when they realized there was a power coming from heaven, it was kind of a dead letter before that, but when the Spirit was poured out at that time, it was poured out in different parts of what was not gigantic like it's going to be in the last day. Then people realize, what's this happening? These people are getting something. Something's happened to them. They're speaking an unknown language. Something's happened to them. Look at them. They're under the power. And that very start that started in that old mule barn in Los Angeles, Topeka, Kansas, and over in Sweden, different places, has exploded today until it's coming so powerful until the whole world has felt that move of Azusa Street and that move of all these different parts of the world. And it spread over into Korea, spread over to China, sent before the great coming of this great explosion. It spread now into every country under heaven, has felt the power of God and the move of God. Now, these people are already in place. There's thousands of people have migrated into these countries, full of God, full of the Spirit, migrated already there. And what's going to happen? Then they're going to be like the receiving ones that receive it. They're going to receive it, and they're going to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's going to be that tremendous. And it's going to shake so that when God intervenes out of heaven, they're going to know it's heaven, and then they're going to hear voices. They're going to call, say, what must I do to be saved? And they say, call on Jesus. And everybody's going to call on Jesus in the old earth, and then what they're going to do is this, is the knees are going to start to bow down. People's going to start to bow down on their knees. They're going to stand on their knees, and when they do, they're going to say, we found out that Jesus is Lord. And they'll be calling out, Jesus is Lord. We found out every knee shall confess, every knee shall bend, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, that he became Lord, Lord of this earth, Lord. He's going to be the Lord of this earth. And then when it happens, there's going to be such a beautiful thing happen. A divine love of God is going to come on this earth just before we get in the rapture. The black man is going to be hugging the white man, the black man, and the yellow man, and the blue man, and all the different colors of skin of this world is going to move together in a great move of love and get ready to go to heaven. Then the rapture is going to take place. When that rapture is going to take place after God has intervened with his great explosion upon this earth and shook it just about to pieces, then here's going to be this great rapture. The rapture is going to take place. All of these graves are going to open up. There's going to be a first resurrection of the people of God. When that first resurrection comes, they're coming out of those graves. Now, here's what now can imagine. A million coming out of Africa, a million coming out of this country, and more millions coming out from all the world. And all those millions of the different colors of the skin, of the different sizes, of the different people, the different people of the different nationalities speaking a different language, all at once, in the twinkling of an eye, this rapture is going to take them, and they're going to start coming out of their graves. Old graves, no too old for them to come out, and it'll break open. When the graves break open, the shaking is going to cause the earth to shake open. And then when it shakes open, they're going to come out, and it's going to be a great move of God towards heaven. Millions and millions is going to come out of the grave, a number not able to count, going to come out of those graves. Then when they come out of the graves, they're going to start towards the outer space. Now, we've been hearing a lot about outer space lately. We've been putting those Sputniks up there and those different things up there. They've been putting up everything for telecommunications, put them up there, all up there in outer space, out there going around and around and around the world. That's what happened. Now, man has done that. But you wait till God has his resurrecting power working. When it's not the heat of the outer space is not going to hurt us. None of the storms of up there is going to hurt us. None of the hot sun as we go by, it's not going to hurt us. We're going to go out in there way above any man has ever sent any vehicle. Then we're going to go into where those stars are. And God's going to be there in outer space with his city four square. It's going to be a big one because it's got to hold billions, and it can do it. Then when they start billions, now I'm using the word billions, it's going to come up from the earth, more nationalities in this, because they're going to call on their knees and they're going to say, Lord, fill me the Holy Ghost. They're going to get down their knees all over the place, Lord, fill me the Spirit. And they're going to lay all over the place, all over, everywhere, out in the streets, everywhere. And people are going to be laying under the power of God all over the place. And when it does, of course, people are going to notice that. What's happening to these people? Well, they're under the power of God. God has intervened in their life, and they're getting ready to go to heaven. Look at them. That's what's going to happen. Now, in the twinkling of an eye, in just that twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ is going to rise out of the grave. Then all of we that are here remaining, all the ones remaining, are going to be changed. Changed from this natural body to a spiritual body in the twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen. Now, I want you to think of billions doing, all directed from heaven. God's going to watch. The operation of heaven is going to be beautiful. The operation of all the angels are going to put everything in place. God's heaven is going to be in place. I saw them getting ready for it. It's a big place. Heaven, the city of God, is so tremendous, sitting right there in the middle of heaven. Then when they get into the city four square, and they're going to come back with that city, going to be set back in place in heaven, in the big city. And these millions, billions are going to be coming to heaven, billions coming right inside of heaven. It's going to be such a singing, such a dancing, such a joy as we join the angels up there, join Jesus up in heaven, going in there in this great last move of the great explosion of God upon the earth. And when it begins, when the gates are open up, the floodgates, that Spirit's going to start pouring down onto this earth like honey going around an apple. It's going to saturate the whole earth. From the North Pole to the South Pole, going to feel it's going to start to run, almost get out of his axis, going around. And it happened, you realize how fast the Earth's going around the sun, but it's what it's going to do, it's going to start exploding. And you talk about an explosion, you talk about atomic bomb explosion. When that Spirit hits a certain city, that whole city is going to explode wide open, going to explode under the power of God, just a great big explosion of the power of the Spirit of God. I mean, that's going to shake things. I mean, it's going to shake the prostitutes right out of their house. It's going to shake them right out. They're going to come out in the open. It's going to shake. No sin will be able to be bared at that time. None. No sin will be able to be put under cover. Everything will be revealed. Everything. And the whole man will be open book before God. And it's all directed from heaven. All directed from heaven. I'm telling you, next half an hour of these tapes, I'm going to take you inside of heaven and show how the direction is going to take place. But friends, be ready for this great explosion, because it's not very far away. Be ready. Be ready, 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 because it's going to happen. And when that Spirit begins to hit whatever part of the world it hits, it begins to spread out all over this world, and it's going to run just like an avalanche, like a tremendous snow avalanche. It's going to run that way and hit right through the cities, right through the countries, right through the different places. That rolling power of the Spirit of God. Jesus came rolling out of Babylon. And he came running, rolling through Babylon. Yes, he did. And why? Because he's that stone that came rolling through Babylon. It was God put all this on his shoulder to do. But it's going to be different next time. It's not just going to be Jesus rolling through Babylon. It's going to be the whole Spirit of the living God rolling right on this earth in a great, gigantic move as never has happened before. Never, never before has it happened. Going to go all through Salt Lake City, Los Angeles, all through New York, all the way up through Canada, all the way through over to England, all the way through Africa, all the way through the whole world is going to be subject to the power of the mighty God. Oh, what a time. That's what, you know, God said he's had enough, and it's going to go through the whole earth. And when it does happen, there'll be joy. What'll happen, there'll be joy. Joy unspeakable. People will start to sing. It will not be something on this fashion where everybody's got their heads down and crying. But the earth will start to get the joy. The joy will come. The joy of heaven will come down here upon this earth. The regular joy of heaven. People will start to sing to the glory of God. When I saw that missionary account today in that worldwide missionary book, most every one of those little children, instead with that awful looking face, they're all smiling. They're all smiling because the joy of heaven is going to come in to the people. Now, you see, ordinarily in a church and so forth, men and women sit in the amen corner, the deacons are there, and also the preacher and all the different ones, but they put on a pious look. In other words, a sober look many times. It's all run on a sober fashion. Then the preacher begins to preach, and then he makes an altar call. But when God intervenes, it will not be that way. People, when they give their heart to God in this great exposure, are going to be full of joy. They're going to start singing about heaven. They're going to start singing about the glory of God. And people are going to say, what's happened to these people? They're getting full of joy. What? Look at them. And it's going to be so powerful. They'll say, well, don't you realize it? This is the last day, move of God. God's intervened upon this earth. That's the Spirit of God you can feel. That's God doing it. And they say, well, what? And they're going to say, well, I want some of that. I want to go to heaven too. And they're going to really get on their knees, and every knee's confessing. They're going to say, Jesus our Lord. And all Israel, that country of Israel, is going in a moment, twinkling my eyes, is going to switch right over and realize that Jesus is their Messiah. They realize there'll be no more other religion, but it'll be Jesus in command of all. Jesus in command of everything. All other religions will die down, every one, and God is going to intervene with his power. You're going to intervene and say, I am the God, Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods but me. There'll be no more Muslim God. There'll be no more any other kind of God, but only the God of the heavens. Only the God of the heavens is going to take charge. And he's going to take charge in such a precious way. It's going to be joy unspeakable, full of glory. And then not only that, when it happens, there's going to be the dead raised. That's the last testimony, is the raising of God. The last testimony, the raising of God. So friends, in this last great testimony, the dead is going to be raised before the resurrection. Here the dead will come and say, I've been dead for 24 hours, now I'm alive. I've been dead, but now I'm alive. I was him that was buried in such a place. Friends, I love you. May God bless you. And I'll be with you in the next half an hour of the tape. God bless you. God is going to have me name this last half of this tape, Invasion. When you go back through history, you see how Hitler invaded into France. And then the invasions of the world, all the way back to the Orientals, where they came all the way across Europe and invaded. Invasion of different parts of this earth. The invasion that I'm going to talk about is a different one altogether. It's the invasion of heaven to this planet Earth. Heaven is preparing, getting itself ready through God to accept the millions of souls from this earth. A great preparation is taking place, and it's been going on for hundreds of years. God built the new heaven. John saw the new heaven on earth, from the earth, the new heaven and the new earth. And he saw the city of God and all these things which I saw. But I'm talking about an invasion of the angels of heaven to this earth. Austin Wells put on a show one time, back about 35 years ago, like an invasion from Mars, and everybody thought it was real, but it was just an act of man. But this time it's going to be real, not an invasion from Mars, but an invasion to this earth from heaven. Thousands and thousands and thousands of angels is going to settle on the different parts of the earth during the great day of the Lord. The great day of the Lord is going to be so real. It's going to be so real that all nations of the world will feel the presence of God. When Jesus went and they saw him going to heaven, he said that he would come back in like manner, in a great way of power of his Father as he left this earth. He's going to come back with thousands and thousands of his angels and invade this earth. God's going to have his way upon the human race. God so loved the world, he gave Jesus to this world to die upon the cross of Calvary. And he did it in his short ministry of 3.5 years. He stirred that part of the country, but now his name is being known all over the world. You can name Abraham Lincoln, you can name George Washington, you name the kings of England, or the popes, but no other name has ever penetrated the whole earth as it is today. The whole universe is going to know about the name of Jesus. This alone in itself shows that it's a gigantic happening. Now, you see, Buddha died, and he died, but he didn't come back. He died, and many others of the different religions of this world passed away. But Jesus went to Calvary and died, and he came back. He came back, that's right, from the bowels of the earth. He came back up out of the sin, death and sin, and all of that hell. He came up out of it. He came back because they couldn't kill him. And then he went in the rapture, in his own rapture towards heaven. He was raptured, took up by the power of God, and sat on the right hand of his Father. This is what's happening. This old great creation of this universe is coming to a close, for God is the creator of all things. Now here's what's happening in heaven. This wonderful, wonderful action in heaven is taking place on this way. God is preparing the very parts to take care of this invasion. There's going to be the archangels and the lesser angels, and then there's going to be Jesus, going to be all the different ones, as making the preparation to invade this earth. It won't be like Austin Wells and just a show, but this will be the real thing, the real power of God coming down to this earth to take charge. Here's what will happen. There will be a great resurrection. The dead in Christ shall rise first. They'll come out of their graves. It won't make any difference who they are, what color their skin are. The main thing is, did they die in Christ? Did they have Jesus in their heart when they passed away from this world? Were they born again? Did they know Jesus when they left this earth, when they went and died? Did they know him? Because this is exactly what Jesus promised. There would be a resurrection. There would be, and because he himself conquered death, the sin and the devil, and if he did it, which he did, then his followers do the same thing, because he was the first fruits of the resurrection, the first fruits of this great happening. So then in heaven, all preparations are being made ready. There is the city of God in the middle of this great heaven, being prepared for us. And God has took a long, long time to build it. And when you think of this great city, so vast and so great to accommodate billions of people from this earth, then it took a long time. No wonder, because everything had to be put in place. It was not magic, not just the hand of God did it. Now, it was nothing like that. God really went to work to build the city. And he built the city on the plan of purity, of holiness, and of God himself. He built a throne for himself there. Coming out of eternity, he built himself a throne, and a gorgeous throne. He set in there the 24 elders around his throne. He set creation around himself. He set the four beasts around himself. Then he set all the preparation for this great city of God. He set the place, the place of administration, which is a city four square. He set the temple in place. All of this has took thousands of years for God to do. Built this beautiful temple in heaven. And a temple, 1,000 square miles of temple, full of seats and full of the glory of God. And all around the walls, the martyrs are there that was martyred for the cause of Christ. Then he fixed the sea of glass, this beautiful sea. Now you see, he did it on this earth. He fixed the sea on this earth. He fixed all that. And the world was void and without form. There was nothing to it. And God did that in just 6 days. Rested. But this is so much bigger, so great and vast. Oh, it's a tremendous area. It's this new heaven. If it took him only 6 days to fix this earth and put that in place, it took him thousands of years to do the ones he's doing up there. It's got to be a tremendous place. It is, because I saw it. And then this great river of life coming out of the throne of God. It's all in place. Everything's in place. And it's being operated by God and organized in such order that God's getting ready for the great invasion. Now, Jesus is coming. Sure, he's coming first. But then what about the invasion of God, of all the beings of heaven coming down? And then in the great resurrection, the resurrection morning, on that resurrection morning, the dead in Christ shall rise first. It'll be a great resurrection. Sometimes we portray the resurrection of just the coming up of the sun. That's not the way it is. And just a resurrection of a morning, on Easter morning, like lilies and all that kind of thing. We have lilies after Good Friday commemorating the death of Christ. It's not on that fashion at all. That's not any way the fashion it is. The fashion is going to be, instead of just looking at the sun and saying it's Easter morning, here's going to be this great invasion of heaven, of millions of beings coming out of heaven to take charge of the great coming of the Lord. The resurrection is going to be so great, there's no person on this earth will come away, will get away from the voice of God. The whole earth is going to rock and reel. And when this invasion takes place upon this earth, God's going to take charge. He's going to set things in order for a while, but this earth's going to pass away and going to be a new earth. And the new heaven's already done, and the new earth is already put in place. But what will happen when this does happen? Here will be the second resurrection, but I'm talking about the first resurrection. And when the great resurrection takes place, and there are thousands and thousands of angelic beings accompanying us to heaven, accompanying us all the way up there. We won't go up there alone. But everyone has a guardian angel. And here's what God showed me very clear and very plain. Everyone has a guardian angel. So then, the guardian angel stays with you as long as you're on this earth. But all those billions of guardian angels will go with us and go up into the sky with Jesus and go into heaven. This is going to be a gigantic, great undertaking of God upon this earth. But God has prepared this heaven for it to go in. I want you to try to imagine in your mind of what has to be prepared for all this great power of God and all of those entering into heaven. What will happen is the vast area before the throne of God, which is thousands of square miles before the throne of God, every one of those will present themselves to God. Can you imagine those millions and coming in there with their guardian angels in heaven and then starting to dance before the throne of God with a beautiful reality they've learned to do with God and then start speaking God's language? That's the most amazing reality to me. They'll go before the throne of God and start singing in God's language, not in English, not in French, not in German, not in Russian, not in Swahili, but in the pure language of God, right before the throne of God. It's going to be so precious and so real that all heaven's going to ring, and the bells will ring above the throne of God, and all the city lit up by the power of God. Here we will be. And makes me think it's so wonderful is, be no death, no more funeral, no need for any more undertakers, because we'll live forever. And can you try to think of ever? Can you try to think of millions of years where you're not going to have any more cancer? No more sickness, no more arthritis, no more sick bodies, all presenting themselves before God to live forever and ever. This is a place that God has fixed, heaven, a place where we will be living forever and ever and ever, and be no more death. Death will have lost its sting. There'll be absolutely no more funerals, no more crying. There'll be a half an hour of crying, then be no more crying. It'll be joy unspeakable and full of glory. And God will be the God of all of his people. God will be the God of the people that's come out of the earth, that's come up to present themselves to God because they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and don't stop there, and the word of their testimony. And the word of their testimony is going to be, and is, and now, and shall be, is that their testimony is, I'm born again, I know God, I know he's real, I know there's a heaven, and I know that, and I'm going to heaven. Now, the person that really knows there's a heaven, I'm going to heaven. I've already been there, so I know there's a heaven. I know definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, God is preparing and has almost finished preparing this great place. And so gorgeous and so real. If you could only just take one glimpse and look at the rainbow going over God's head, and every eye shall see him. Every eye, everyone that's redeemed shall know him. and everyone that's been redeemed shall walk before him. Victory will be in Jesus, and victory will be in the Lamb of God, who shed his blood upon Calvary. Then you just think of these billions presenting themselves before the throne of God. A countless number, the Bible says, that no man will be able to number. So many, no man will be able to number them. God will number, but no man will be able to number them. Then this vast area, went on these massive crowds. I've seen massive crowds. I've seen great crowds. And in expectation that God's going to do something. That I've seen people with such faith in the places I've been around the world, they believe something happened, and then it does happen. As your faith is, so be it unto you. It's not the matter of seeing first and then believing afterwards. It's a matter of having the faith first and believing and then receiving. That's what God gave the lesson to Thomas. Thomas, the Apostle Thomas, he couldn't hardly believe that his Lord had risen. He couldn't hardly believe it. He thought, no, it can't be. And doubting Thomas, God, Jesus brought him before him, and he thrust his hands in his side. He looked, there was his Jesus, conquered death. And oh, he realized, he said, my Lord and my God. He said, that was my Lord and my God. I thrust my hands in his side. It's going to be the same thing to those who are redeemed. When they start up, they're going to say, oh, it's real, isn't it? Here we are in heaven. We've made it here. We're not going to die anymore. We're going to be no more. Oh, it will be such a gathering of beautiful people this earth that God will be pleased with Jesus, that he died upon the cross and shed his blood upon Calvary, that we might have a part in heaven. Now I want you to think again the music in heaven, the beautiful music playing and singing. I like music. I've listened to music. Used to listen to it when I was a boy. I listened to it in the Crystal Palace. I listened to it in the orchestras that used to come from Europe. I've listened to all kinds of music. Listened to it in Africa, the different beats and different tied oriental musics. But none of it will touch, even begin to touch, the music in heaven. It'll be so beautiful that it will be so gorgeous and so real that the music of heaven will go right into your soul. And you know there's singing. It'll be joy. It'll bring such joy into your heart and soul that it will be joy unspeakable. But the part I look at and full of glory. Now, I prayed for almost 7 years. Oh, God, let me see thy glory. And he did. That was my request, oh, God. And if you ever got just one little glimpse of the glory of God, you'll never be the same again. I saw the glory of God. What is the glory? Saw God on his throne, all glory. I saw all the miraculous things of heaven, all glory. I saw the glory of God. It's a great, glorious place without spot or wrinkle. There's no spots or no wrinkles in heaven. It's a pure reality of eternal life. Now, eternal life is life through all eternity. There's a question. I come along a street one day and I saw the sign. Where will you spend eternity? That's the question right now they're going to ask you. Where do you expect to spend eternity? You expect to spend it in some kind of a place or fly away like a bird, some religions have us do, or the reincarnation of the soul into a bird. That's about the foolish thing you could never think of. You think I want to be flying around like a bird and then die and drop down and become a snake or something? Never. Because that's not the plan of God. The plan of God, that we should rise again, that we have a soul, and that we should rise again, and that we should penetrate and go right into heaven with Jesus, right into there, right among the angels, right among the throne of God, right among where all the activity is taking place. You know, when you come down a street, it's a natural attribute of a man to see something. You know what that man might see? A crowd down there. That's activity. And that's something. And a crowd, activity will always draw a crowd, no matter whether it's bad or good. They'll look and see, what's going on down here? And that's what they'll say, and they'll look and see something. But it's different in heaven. The activity will be so glorious that everybody will be taking part in this great, wonderful entrance into heaven, the invasion. I'm speaking about the invasion coming down upon this earth. Now, here's the invasion. Heaven is preparing the place for us. Heaven's place is going to be a place for everybody to live, a place for everybody to enjoy themselves, to enjoy the glory. The glory of God be so great and so precious that the little children in heaven will say, oh, isn't this wonderful? I'm in heaven now. I'm not going to die anymore. No more funerals, no more caskets made. No more preaching of funerals, no more death, no more AIDS, no more any of these diseases in heaven the last days. Because that horrible disease, AIDS, has penetrated the earth. It's penetrated into the ministry. It's a horrible thing. And you know what, my friends? That's nothing more than the devil trying to destroy the human race. So we have to flee from this awful reality of the death. The death of the terrible, terrible death. O death, where is thy strength? O grave, where is thy victory? No one likes to go to a funeral. No one likes to go and watch somebody die. Nobody likes that. That causes tears and causes heartaches and causes all these things. Causes mothers to die and fathers to cry and causes families to be separated through death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But the victory is from the grave through the power and the Spirit of God. When Jesus was crucified on Calvary, some of them came out of their graves at Jerusalem. The impact was so great of God in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, this same impact of the power of resurrection is going to sweep the earth, the resurrecting the power of God. Now, I want to try to let you understand how it works. Now, when power begins to move, things move. We got all kinds of power today. Laser beam, atomic bomb, all from back in the days of the all old type explosions. But now the power of God is going to crack the earth. And then this gigantic power is going to open the graves. And the graves will open wide. And people will come out. They'll come out with life. In the resurrection power of God, the whole earth will shake and crack all over, and we'll be on our way to heaven. Oh, my, what a time. And then we'll travel all the way up through trillions of miles right into the glory of God. There we will land in the planet heaven. I remember when Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic. I remember on that little plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, real well, back in 1927. I remember when headlines come out. Lindy landed at Paris. And there it was. The whole world was stirred because this one man flew the Atlantic in a single-engine plane. But you know what's going to happen? This is going to be greater. Instead of just somebody flying the Atlantic and landing in Paris, I want to tell you, we're going to be landing in heaven. That's right, on the great power of God. And there these people are down on this earth that didn't get in this resurrection. They're going to say, oh, the church is gone. They've landed in heaven. They're gone. And I'm still on this earth. You sure don't want that, do you? You sure don't want to be left down here. We're on the whole body of Christ is gone? Never. You'll be in that same force. There was only one man, just Lindy, in that little old plane, the Spirit of St. Louis crossed Atlantic. That's all. And everybody wondered what a great wonder it was just to cross that lake. Now we fly it every day. See, this is what you call understanding how to conquer the element. The human race has conquered the elements. They've gone out into outer space. They've gone up there by the moon and start walking on the moon. That's power. But that's going to be nothing compared with the great resurrection of the power of God. Instead of just putting an outer space vehicle up there, we'll all go. We'll all start up all the way through to heaven. Oh, and heaven will be so great and so powerful that will enjoy the glory of God going into heaven. Because heaven's so real and so precious. Friends, I want you to think of this. Out of China, there's millions and millions in China. Millions in China. Millions and millions and millions in China with the power of God. Friends, I want to tell you something. Here the Chinese will be coming. The Japanese are coming. The Africans will be coming. And one will say on the way up, where are you from? I'm from Africa. Another one will say, where are you from? I'm from China. Oh, you're in on this rapture too. And because we'll be able to talk God's language, so we better, there'll be no confusion. Made talking. Another one will say, where are you from? Well, I'm from England. Another one will say, where are you from? I'm from Russia. Another one will say, where are you from? I'm from Japan. Another one will say, where are you? Do you understand? We'll all meet together on the beautiful shore. There'll be no such thing as segregation. Everybody be desegregated under the Spirit and the power of God. and we on our way to that fair land where the soul of man never dies. And we'll be on that way to the glory world and walk with Jesus forever. Walk with the apostles and walk with the angels. Walk through the glory world and enjoy the most glorious reality of the glory of heaven. And then we will be talking with God's language and God's people. Then there will be a joy of the meeting. Every day in heaven will be the worship. We'll be worshiping God. The temple will be full. We won't have to do any advertising on television, radio, or say there's going to be a meeting of a preacher having a meeting down there. No, be no more necessity of that. We'll be all in the great meeting. The great meeting, meeting God in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air very, very soon, not in the sweet, sweet by and by. And God is going to bless us with His glory. We're going to have a wedding garment on. That's right, a wedding garment. None of us will go up there naked, not a one. When in heaven I saw the making of the wedding garment. Thousands of angels completing the wedding garments. And as we leave and come out of the graves, our arms will be in the air, and one will fit every one of us. And we go right into the wedding garment, right into it. We'll be clothed with the glory of God, clothed with His glory. The glory of God will be so great and so precious that we'll all be dressed in God's beautiful clothing. We'll have the virtue of the Lord wrapped around us, and we will be such joy. There won't be any trouble of getting a tailor to make your suit. It'll be all ready for you, made in heaven. Everything God has prepared us for that great day. God has prepared heaven for that great day. He's prepared heaven for it. There'll be on the streets of gold and the beautiful lighting and all the beautiful parts of heaven which we'll be in. It'll take us a billion years to get around to see the whole place. It's so big. We'll not be able to see it in one day. We'll be exploring God's heaven. All around, all the beautiful. Can you imagine 2 million miles around it? How vast and big is that great planet? Walking along God's glory and walking along His way. Walking with Jesus. I walk with Jesus like the men of God of old. You'll be walking with Him and talk with Him. How would you like to be on a Sunday, Heavenly Sunday, and then say, I'd like to know the truth. Paul, was you ever married? And the question, you know, that's been a question by many of the leading people of this world, the leading theologists. One says he was married, some says he don't. I say he was because he belonged to the Sanhedrin. You couldn't belong to the Sanhedrin unless you was married. But then all those questions will be answered. Everyone. All the Bible stories and all the Bible's truth. We'll be able to ask questions. We'll say to Ezekiel, how was it when you was on the earth, Ezekiel? What happened? You'll tell us. We'll talk to Abraham back in Abraham's time, and we'll get and sit around with Abraham, and we'll talk with him. But the most wonderful one to be talking to is Jesus. We'll talk to the Lamb of God. John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He's the Lamb. He gave His life on Calvary, came all the way from heaven, shed His blood upon Calvary. There's no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. And God, the blood of lambs and bulls and goats wouldn't do the work. But the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God did the work. It redeemed us from the demon powers of sin. So we all walking in heaven in the purity of God. And can you think of it? We'll be able to say, well, let's go and see what's over on the Crystal Sea. And there will be beautiful boats on the Crystal Sea. There'll be great chariots to go all over, go heaven. You'll go there and get in a boat on the Crystal Sea and sail all the way around eternity. And you'll be able to fly in chariots. And you'll be able to fly by yourself if you want to. Go by the way of the Spirit. And then looking out into eternity as I saw it, as Jesus said, this is where my Father and I come from. We'll be able to take a trip out into eternity. Well, there'll be nothing then. We'll have billions of years, so we take 1,000 years to go out there and back. What's that when you got a billion years to live? Billions and billions of years. So it'll be just a tremendous time of activity, of great activity of God, acting out our part for Jesus. I walk with Him and I talk with Him and He tells me that I'm His own. Friends, I want to pray for you now again. Dear Father, I pray for these people that's listening to this tape. Oh God, touch their hearts. whatever language this tape is translated into. Let them come and kneel at the feet of Jesus now, Lord, and give them peace and give them joy. Give them happiness and give them the love of God. They may know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are saved.